Good afternoon and welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Time for today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Spencer Dirks and our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Senator Paul McKinley. And first off, Senator, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, it's great to be with you, Spencer.
And of course, going on right now in the State Senate, of course, the budget talks continuing. And can you clue us in on what's going on with the budget talks right now?
Well, it is primarily the budget talks, though that isn't the only thing that we need to address. But to talk about the budget first, it has simply come down to how much money we are going to spend. And as your listeners probably are aware, over the last 4 years, we have, under the Democrats, we have dramatically increased spending. Last November, the election was about reducing the size of government and the amount of money they spent. So the biggest stalemate right now is the Republicans in a united front want to spend under $6 billion next year, and the Democrats want to spend more than $6 billion. We believe it's important that we have a sustainable, realistic budget so that we don't get several months into the fiscal year, discover that revenues haven't materialized. And then we do an across-the-board cut like Governor Colbert did, which resulted in massive property tax increases. So we're trying to avoid that. We're going to fund what Iowans consider priorities, and it is still a very, very generous budget, but the Democrats just want to continue to spend more money, and we say no. We have to be fiscally responsible and start to get our house into order and live within our means.
Again, we're talking with Senator Paul McKinley today on Let's Talk Knoxville. And also, Senator, the two-year budget talks of Governor Branstad wanting to move to that two-year budget. And, of course, right away was kind of Republicans versus Democrats with Gronstahl leading the Senate Democrats in that. But it seems like now some Republicans are starting to be a little bit leery about that two-year budget. And can you explain where that's coming from?
Well, there was a register in the Des Moines, or an article rather, in the Des Moines Register that indicated some Republican House members on the appropriations side had expressed some concern, and it's a legislative concern as to giving up, apparently, they believe, some of the legislative initiative to the executive branch. I think that a two-year budget, particularly right now when we've had uncertainty over the past 4 years, is an okay thing. But I think everybody shares concerns when it comes to the separation of powers between the legislative and the executive branch. There was a follow-up statement made by the House Appropriations Chair, Representative Scott Racker, that said the House Republicans were fully on the on board with the governor for the two-year budget. So a lot of this is just being hyped up by the press, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the hype and things around that, but do you sense that there may be a coming together of the party and starting to focus on getting these budget talks completed now?
Well, certainly. We've been there all year, Spencer, and we have done, we have had literally, the Republicans in the Senate have had literally hundreds of bills that the House has passed over, that Senate Republicans have proposed and the governor has proposed, and the Democrats refuse to bring any of them up. Senator Gronstahl does not want to bring up any budget that he has to rely upon Republican votes to pass. There was one exception, and that was the dove hunting bill that he did bring up, but it's been exceedingly partisan. There has been literally no cooperation between the parties when it comes to legislation. So there are an awfully lot of bills dealing with job creation, dealing with reforming education, dealing with securing our state's energy production that he just literally isn't willing to discuss. So the one thing we have to do is pass a budget, and he's even having a hard time getting votes in his caucus for that. So that's why we're at a stalemate. He just doesn't want to bring these bills out for discussion.
And do you see, of course, Governor Branstad is in his second stint as governor. He has had a past. He's called two special sessions before. Do you see that happening again if this doesn't get done in a timely fashion?
Yes, I do. He has indicated very clearly that he will, if the legislature is not responsible on a budget, and he says, the one thing I have is time, and he said, I'm going to be here, and he will keep calling the legislature back in if we can't come to some kind of an agreement.
And moving on, again, we are talking to Senator Paul McKinley on today's Let's Talk Knoxville. And you mentioned some other things going on at the State House. Of course, things starting to hopefully wind down for you guys. What other things are you working on and trying to get done before this session ends?
Well, I would tell you one thing that has been in the news the past week and is really building ahead of steam is this late-term abortion bill that Senator Gronstall is standing in the way of allowing debate. There is a Dr. Carhart from Omaha that performs third trimester abortions, and he wants to move to Council Bluffs. It's a big money issue. He's even run ads on what the cost, just gruesome appearing ads. The city of Council Bluffs does not want him. I do not know anybody in Iowa that wants him to locate in this state. Even Senator Gronstall has said, I do not want him in Council Bluffs. Of course, Gronstall is from Council Bluffs. We have a bill which would deal with the issue of the third trimester abortions, the late-term abortions, to keep this doctor out of the state of Iowa. It's the one that Gronstall says we do not want in Iowa, and yet he is directly standing in the way of that bill being debated. In the Senate, we put together what was the first withdrawal petition, because Gronstall has stuck this bill in a committee where he can keep it under wraps and he can blame someone else for not allowing debate. We got 26 signatures from senators, both Democrats and Republicans, that withdrew that. It's the first time it's ever been done in the Senate, withdrew that out of the Senate committee that it was stuck in, to put it squarely in Mike Gronstall's lap. He is still trying to kill that bill, and Iowans will be outraged if he does that. So that is a big one. Watch it in the upcoming week, and we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm sure we all certainly will be keeping our eyes on that debate. And again, we are talking with Senator Paul McKinley on today's Let's Talk Knoxville. And just to cap things off today in our conversation, Senator McKinley, of course, tulip time going on today in Pella. Are you going to be able to sneak away at all and get some goodies over at Pella's tulip time?
Well, actually, Spencer, I'm in Rochester, Minnesota. My wife had surgery up here, and so we have to stay another couple of days. Otherwise, I would absolutely be in Pella. It's a wonderful nationwide with nationwide attention celebration. It's one of the better ones that I've ever been to. So you have a beautiful day for it, and I wish everybody the best in their attendance.
All right, I would like to say the same for you. Best of luck to you and your family, Senator McKinley, and thanks so much for joining us on today's Let's Talk Knoxville.
Thank you, Spencer.
Again, that is Senator Paul McKinley on today's Let's Talk Knoxville. We'll have today's Let's Talk Pella next, and of course today's Let's Talk Pella and Let's Talk Knoxville programs are available 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. Let's Talk Pella is next on KNIAKRLS.